much. And at the City of Austin, I've been able to focus on ethics and compliance, which is really what this 20-30 minute conversation is about. And I do concede the point that I am amongst giants here. I do not pretend to be an expert at the Open Meetings and Public Information Act exceptions that are the bread and butter of the land use attorney, but I'm happy to go over them and talk about the bigger risk management issues that come with an ethics conversation about compliance with open meetings. And with that, I'd like to also acknowledge that several of my colleagues are here. Jacqueline Cullum in the front row, very happy to see you. And Cindy Crosby and Janice Collins. Is there anyone else that I've missed from my own shop that is here? It's good to know who's going to talk about you when you get back to the office. You have to do these things. Okay. And to be preceded by Patty Akers is also a very nice touch. I'm not as funny as her, so I liked her open meetings jokes, I must say. All right, so this conversation is about pitfalls in open government, and there are many potential pitfalls in the task of managing risk management for your client. Sure. Thank you for the clicker. So if over the years you guys attend a number of UT or other CLEs, you'll probably see me do this same pitfalls presentation, but every time the talking points are different because there's enough scenarios and intricacies to talk about different ones every single time with an opportunity to address the overarching bigger issues that preside in a conversation about complying with open meetings and the Public Information Act. So although the program says that there are going to be 5 talking points, there's actually 6. So you get an extra talking point and an extra speaker. So there's, and I know I'm between you and break, so I will also keep that in consideration.